Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, it's kind of the abbreviated Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas. And it's X Show tonight because over here, right from the great West Coast, Northwest, West Coast, wherever it is we are, Northeast, we have about three different clocks in the old wooden shack, and they all tell a different time. Just another one of the weird oddities of planet Earth. Thank you for tuning in, though. Miss X had Atticus from the Downtown Abbey show help me out with my show. He retweeted information about my show, so you better know that I love Atticus. All you Downtown Abbey fans, I love Atticus. He helped promote the show on Twitter earlier this year. All you Downtown Abbey lovers, just remember, Downtown Abbey is mine. All mine! Crawling out of the coffin for yet another night to tell you thank you at the top of the show. Sorry, not thank you, but sorry to the poor people. Thank you and I'm sorry, but both things. To the poor people that tried calling into my 7th anniversary show a few weeks ago, where we once again did not have a laptop or a computer connection, which is necessary to take calls during the show. You have to have the computer on set to take calls because that's how it works, for those of you that don't know. And I know I've said this before. What a cute little Santa Claus with the red and white striped candy cane I'm looking at right now. So cute with the little brown reindeer. Ooh, did you hear the reindeer on the roof yet? Not yet. I couldn't take calls with the hooves on the roof. Couldn't take calls during that show, as I was saying, because of the technical difficulties of not having the switchboard appear up on our screen, which we need in order to take your calls. So thank you so much for listening, though. And I'm going to be starting a new segment on the show. Big announcement, new segment. Don't do that! Explanation point, and it's all about respect. You know, people who take up every computer every week, week after week in public computers, people who giggle for 40 minutes really loudly, and they sounded just like chipmunks. It's like this group of college girls, they sounded just like chipmunks. When you're trying to concentrate on your chemistry exam, as Miss X was, don't do that. Deli clerks who scoop out the old part of the food and give it to me, and make me pay the same amount of money? Don't do that! Yep, that's our new segment on the show. This song is for nice people only, the song that I made. I think that's the title of the song, too. I made a song, and it's entitled, This Song is for Nice People Only. Well, we are doing our dedication tonight to the ultimate horror fan, which is why you tuned in. Okay. It took me a few weeks to do this because I knew that I would be crying or starting to cry during the show, which now that I said I'm going to start to cry, then I'm going to feel like I start to cry because that's what happens when you say, I feel like I'm going to start to cry. Anyway, go back with me now. Take a trip back in my time machine to November 2008, when Miss X was asked to come on Spook Show, a show in Amherst, Ohio. And I finally got to meet the great Jim himself, the Colonel Klink, so called and so named, apparently, for his resemblance to Colonel Klink of Hogan's Heroes. So if you don't know who Jim the Colonel Klink is and was, he recently passed away. I believe it was right around his favorite time of year, probably Halloween. He was the ultimate horror fan and a very uniquely dressed individual. So here I am. It's November 2008. I get invited to be on this cable TV show, Spook Show. The lonely, the dateless, the group of people who, for a variety of reasons, are home Friday nights and Saturday nights, and they just happen to turn on TV and they watch old schlocky horror movies, well, they would have seen Jim the Colonel Klink in the lovely state of Ohio there, And Jim was also known in Indiana. You would have seen him at the festivals. I think he attended a lot of the horror film festivals, the memorabilia festivals, certainly Cinema Wasteland at cinemawasteland.com, by the way. He definitely attended there. And so a lot of people knew Jim Colonel Click. So when you're sitting home and you're watching these shows because you don't have a date on Friday or Saturday night, so you would see mail coming in from the Colonel Klink and drawings of the green-faced Frankenstein with the black hair. All the way back to the 1980s, I saw one of Jim's drawings that he sent into Superhost, I believe. And you go to my page, blogtalkradio.com, Miss X, you can hear my show where I got to interview Superhost in January 2009. Our top-rated show to this day. One of our top-rated shows. So anyway, here I am, you know, and I really don't know anybody at the cable television station. I got to meet one of my favorite radio DJs and work with him from the 80s, from when I was a kid. And I'm sitting there, and I just look over, you know, and I see someone sitting in a white lab coat. And I said, Jim! I immediately recognized him, first time that I met him. You must be Jim. Jim, the Colonel Klink. And he said, yes. And the first thing I said was, I think I might have told him to stand up so that I could look at all his buttons that he had. He had the most eclectic, original collection of buttons on his white lab coat. A lot of probably horror-related ones. He had a... I went outside in the parking lot. Jim the Colonel Klink had a skeleton in his passenger seat of the van or truck. And the whole truck was well known for being decorated with horror iconic figures. And he had great, I used to say he had great supplies of skulls and, you know, horror stuff, Halloween stuff that you would only put up at Halloween. He had the greatest collection of that stuff that were actually used, I think, as props for various shows because he was so great at, you know, having all these props. So anyway, you know, after I think I introduced myself and looked at his buttons and I said, what is that on your head? That, you know, that hat. He might have taken it off. He probably did. He probably took it off and gave it to me. And first thing I said was, it's heavy. This hat is so heavy. It felt like cement, you know, mixture. It was so heavy. I don't know if it's because it was weighed down with all the buttons and things that he had, but he would make things. You know, it was very, you know, probably made the hat, you know, hats. Very creative and, let's say, definitely stood out. You know, there's a lot of black-clad people that kind of look like punk rockers to me that go to these festivals, at least a few times I've been to them, to promote my show. But Jim stood out. He didn't wear black like that. I mean, he had his white lab coat, all the buttons. He would go around to the tables and talk to everybody, you know. And he stood out. And there are very, very few people, I mean, very few people, as kind and, as somebody said, gentle as Jim Klink appeared to be. And when things happen suddenly, like apparently it did, his passing away, I'm going to school to be a physician assistant because I have lost, I'm halfway there, by the way. I just got done with my finals, to becoming a physician assistant because I have lost literally count of how many young people I personally have known that have passed away. Just in the past year alone, I think within an 8-month period, there were at least 3 people that I either had met, or was acquainted with, spoke to on Blog Talk Radio, appeared on their shows on Blog Talk Radio or elsewhere. Young people that have passed away. I'm up to about number 25, at least 25 people in my lifetime, in my short lifetime, that I have lost at very young ages, either under the age of 60, even under the age of 50. And it's got to stop, people. It's got to stop. That's why I became a physician assistant, largely because
of my cousin's husband, who passed away in February 2011 at the age of 28, was my main catalyst for becoming a physician assistant. But that's what I do. Why I'm not doing so many shows anymore, because all I do is study all the time. But in dedication to my 7 years on the air, and in dedication to what I called listener choice, listener's choice, which we do every year, 7 years in a row, I want to give this show to Jim, the one and only, never, ever anyone like him, and there never will be anyone like Jim, the Colonel Klink, who lives on in every single time you watch a late night horror host, Jim Klink lives on. Every time you see an old schlocky horror movie, you know you are to be reminded of the ultimate. And I mean across this country of the United States, USA, Canada, wherever, the ultimate horror fan, Jim the Colonel Klink. That would be the schlocky type monster movies, the low budget old 1940s, 50s, 60s through the 70s horror movies. And Jim the Colonel Klink, rest in peace. And until next time, remember what I always tell you, in the words of the immortal She-Beast, I'll be back. I said, I'll be back. And until then, happy screams.